We're joined by head coach Carla Nelson as the Dragons come away with a 78-66 overtime victory. Coach, you had that three-point lead right at the end of regulation. Yeah. I know you're coaching your team not to give up that three. They get the open look from the corner. They knock it down. You're forced to play an extra five.
Right, and as soon as she caught it, I knew it was probably going to go in. So it's, you know, kudos to the kid for knocking it down and, you know, St. Cloud for battling back. And, you know, it's been a long night. You know, the guys going to double overtime, and then we go into overtime. And, you know, I'm just really proud of our team and how they handled that situation and, you know, really came out here and battled the St. Cloud team that, you know, really played hard.
Yeah. Well, when you started that overtime period, you had the first 4 points of the overtime scored by St. Cloud.
Yeah.
It makes me a little uneasy when you get down by two possessions in overtime. But then you guys go on a 16-0 run to end this game. How did you guys lock them down in that overtime period?
You know, I just we talked in the huddle that, you know, we got to get up and defend, and I thought we did that and really rebound.
Yeah.
But I also thought it was, you know, we got the ball on the interior, and honestly, you know, Natalie Jens made some great plays, and Kaylin Kelly comes in, KK comes in, and because they had a weird, St. Cloud had a bigger lineup, and I thought she really did a nice job hitting a big three.
Yeah.
That's a huge, right
three.
Here, you just sit, KK, and then you go in and you shoot a three, and nothing but net.
Yeah, exactly. A great overtime period. Obviously, you rebound from that loss on Thursday night. Great win, especially against a team that's right there with you in the standings. So now you take this win and you go into next week. What do you look forward to next week then?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, just grind. It's a grind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we head to Minot and we lost to Minot here. And, you know, we got to go to Minot and try to get that split. And, you know, that's a tough place to play. And, you know, none of these next, you know, six games are going to be easy. And we're just going to do the best we can to prepare. And hopefully our team shows up and plays with the grit that they played with tonight.
Yeah.
I know JC had mentioned that first 4 points going the way of the Huskies via the free throw line to begin overtime. At that point, though, as the head coach, knowing you have a senior and a junior and a bunch of underclassmen, how were you able to get that point across, and what maturity growth did you see on your team to end that overtime frame in a 16-0 run and to get a really gutsy win in an OT here?
You know, one of the things that I saw was that we could maybe take advantage of Abby Berge at the three spot with Kaylin Kelly in. And, you know, one of the first place we hit went to was to ISO Berge, because she's actually been playing, you know, some really good basketball for us. And, you know, so we took advantage of that. And then it was just KK coming in and hitting that shot. And, you know, Taryn Johnson just being Taryn Johnson. And I think the big thing for us was Natalie Jens just stepping up and playing so much better than she did the other night. And, you know, good for her, because it has been a struggle.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, congratulations on that. We appreciate your time. And you're 8-8 in league play now. So back to 500. Let's work our way back up and over it. And we're looking forward to next week already.
Yeah, because we got some tough games ahead. So we're going to enjoy every win.